This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Last summer, we spoke with retired Congressman Ed Pastor about the creation of the Pastor Center for Politics and Public Service at ASU. Pastor had returned to Arizona after serving in Washington from 1991 to 2015 and wanted to stay involved in public service, including by helping students learn more about the process and why they should want to get involved. Recently, Alberto Olivas was named executive director of the Pastor Center, and he joins me now to talk about it. Alberto, how do you get students to feel not cynical about public service and also to feel like bipartisanship is possible, even with what we see perhaps on some of the cable networks and here on some radio stations?
One approach, and I think the starter approach, is to get students thinking about public policy and advocacy at a smaller scale, giving them incremental successes so that they don't feel like they have to start by deciding to run for office. You know, that should not be the first conversation we have with students that are already unsure about whether or not public policy is for them or careers in public service is for them. So really the approach is to look at what are the driving interests and concerns that students have, what's bothering them and keeping them up late at night, and what are they really excited about doing? And how can we attach that to public policy questions and give them experiences where they begin to see how they can use their talents and skills in ways that are of service to the community? And what's a surprise, I think, to many people is just how much this generation of college students really, really want to make a difference in the community around them. So if we were to, and I think that surprises a lot of people that stereotype this generation perhaps as very narcissistic or self-centered or not concerned with political questions, and they'll point to things like voting trends. So if you looked at a graph of the voting rates of 18 to 25-year-olds over time, it's a depressing graph. It's a line that goes fairly steadily downwards in an ominous direction. But if we made a similar graph over time of 18 to 25-year-olds doing volunteerism and community service projects, it's the exact opposite graph. So what that tells us is that young people are as concerned and as interested in making things better for their communities as ever, maybe more so. But they don't think that voting is a way to solve problems. They don't see politics as doing anything useful, but they want to get engaged. So we need to leverage their interest in the community issues around them in their immediate experience and help them learn, okay, if you're concerned about these homelessness issues in your neighborhood, or abandoned animals, abused pets, or domestic violence, or human trafficking, how do you impact those issues locally?
Sometimes at a young age, people think about how we're have a little bit more Teflon. We bounce back from things a little bit better. But let's say you are involved at the local level, trying to get involved in an issue, and member of city council, legislature, sort of sloughs you off, doesn't really get what you're coming from and get where you're coming from. What is it about that foundation that you can make it so kids don't throw up their hands and say, well, I gave it a shot. I guess the system is against me, so forget it. I mean, I don't want to make it that simple, but sometimes emotionally it can be that simple.
That's kind of the core of it, is we don't just want to recruit students and throw them at public problems. We have to prepare them to effectively engage in the levers of change. And then when they're not successful, to use that in a productive way. So like in science experiments, if your experiment doesn't work, it's not a bad thing. You learn something from the fact that all the flies died, and that should inform the next time you do the experiment. So we have to have that same approach to policy experiments for students as well. Okay, what did I try? It didn't work. What can I learn from this the next time I go forward on this kind of an issue? And really kind of study that as intensely as we would the fruit fly experiment. But we need to ramp them up to do that effectively. So we shouldn't just throw them at these issues without giving them incremental learning opportunities around, okay, who are you talking to at the state legislature, at the city council? What are their priorities? What are ways to frame what you want them to do in ways that speak to what they're trying to accomplish? And even if that doesn't work, well, how does that inform what you might try the next time so that it's a productive learning experience? Maybe they didn't get what they wanted immediately, but it can maybe be food for thought for how they move forward. And the other important thing that we should be focusing on is how can students help us figure out and design new models for political and civic engagement that are more responsive to the way we live today? Mm. So if we try and teach leadership and political engagement the way we did it in the 80s and the 90s, that's not going to be very relevant to how people live today, how we get information about what's happening, how decisions are made. It's this generation that's going to figure out, for example, social media. Everyone's trying to figure out how to use social media to do social awareness campaigns and get people engaged. And there's a lot of criticism about slacktivism, how easy it is to just like things but not actually do anything. It's this generation that has to figure out what's the right models for building community networks using those platforms and getting people informed and involved in meaningful ways.
How about diversity? And I mean that on multiple levels, not just folks who may be of a different color and who may have felt like their group of people have been held down or discriminated against, because that's obviously a vital thing to talk about, but also in terms of diversity of opinion. I mean, there's this stereotype, I think, that many young people, especially those who are drawn to Bernie Sanders, for example, have this particular bent and this particular philosophy. But philosophies are also sort of fungible the older we get. So how important is it that we realize that younger people are open-minded? It's about getting involved in the process and not necessarily your point of view is the one that has to triumph.
All right. So I call that the vitamin in the applesauce. That's the hard part of this. I think it's comparatively easy to get students to say, okay, here's some opportunities to do some important work around these things you care about. But getting them to see the value of having to collaborate with people they disagree with and work and to want to understand where they're coming from, that's a little bit more of a challenge. But we need to pose that in terms of what's in it for me. So for the student, how is it in your interest to learn to negotiate and discuss issues with people that you wouldn't otherwise, because they're on the other side of the table from you on gun issues or reproductive rights or voter protection issues or what have you, and help them see how by engaging with that disagreement, you become stronger and you become better able to defend your own interests. So we need to provide them with safe environments to have those discussions and to figure out through those discussions that even though you may really disagree about certain strategies and tactics, at the core, on all of these big issues, we all basically want the same things. So guns on campus is a great example. I use it all the time. People get, you know, very hot under the collar about whether you are for or against guns on campus. But if you start by thinking about what do we all want? We all want a safe campus. Nobody wants little kids to be shot at their schools. So how do we get a safe campus? We might not agree on the policy question, but there's a lot of things we can work with together, despite our disagreements, to accomplish a safer and more responsive campus if something does happen. And in terms of diversity of thought, I think what we can show students through engaging them in some of these practical activities, working in the community with community organizations and government organizations to do real projects, is that without that diversity of thought, you don't come up with very good solutions. You'll come up with things that seem easy and make sense to you that don't work because you didn't have someone in the room to push back and say, that's not really going to work, or that's not going to work for me. If you're coming up with solutions to help veterans readjust to society and there's no veterans in your group, you're going to come up with solutions that feel good but don't help anybody. So you need to have that full diversity of thought throughout your process of a political engagement strategy in order to come up with strategies that are going to be effective and really have meaningful impact.
Alberto Olivas is Executive Director of the Pastor Center for Politics and Public Service at ASU. Alberto, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.